Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We thank God that you are with us this day. We thank God for his many blessings that he continues to shower on us. We thank him. Yes, we thank him. We thank him. Oh, we just give him praise and we thank him for Jesus. We thank him for Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels, they bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, we just thank him. We thank him today. We thank him. We thank him for his many acts of kindness. We thank him for his saving grace. We thank him. He alone is worthy of all praise. Yes, yes, yes. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good works. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. We just give him praise. We acknowledge him and we thank him. I know I do. I thank him. Yeah, thank him for allowing me to rise up this morning. I thank him for allowing me to lay down. I thank him for his keeping power. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come. We come thanking you, God. Thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, because you kept us and you never left us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, because you're with us always, God. Oh, we are just grateful today, God. We are grateful, God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We know that there's sickness that is all around us, God. But you're protecting us, God. You're keeping us, God. We know that the fiery darts will come, oh God, but they will not succeed in their efforts. They will not succeed, oh God. Yes, yes, they will not succeed. We know that oppression is all around us, God, but we lift up those that are oppressed, God. We know that depression is at every hand, everywhere, oh God. Someone is depressed, oh God. We know that sickness, oh God, sickness, God, has taken over the earth. Oh, Master, we just come, we call on you right now in the name of Jesus. We call on you, God, for those that are suffering with their minds, God. We know, God, you, God, have the power to heal. You, God, can just breathe on them, oh God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. To touch, God. Touch, oh God. Oh, Master, we know that the blood is against the enemy. The blood, oh God, the precious blood that you have given us, God. You've given us the precious blood, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you. Because you said, oh God, no weapon formed against us will prosper. You said that every tongue that rises up in judgment, you will condemn it. You will knock it down. It will not succeed that which it has gone forth to do. It will not happen. It will stop. It will cease. It will come to an end. It will be cut off. Glory to God. And we believe in your word, God. We take hold to your word, Master, because you are not a person that you wouldn't tell us the truth. And we believe it, oh God. In our hearts, right now, this day, this very moment, in the name of Jesus, we stand, God. We take a stand, oh God. Oh, Master, we stand, oh God, with believing in our heart, oh God, that you are God and besides you there is no other. And we thank you in advance for the victory, God. Because we know that the victory, it lies in you. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. And we thank God by his holy word. Yes, yes, we're going to move quickly with our word. We know that God is on the move. He is not stagnant. He's not lacking anything. He's not lacking nothing. Glory to God. Yeah, he done did everything. He done did it. He done did it. Glory to God. Now it's up to us. Now it's up to us to allow him to use us. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm just happy today. I'm happy. I'm just going to go quickly to the next generation. I want to talk to you. The next generation. This is our Wednesday. I will always say our Wednesday. This is our Friday. Friday in the month is when we do the next generation. Yeah. So we just want to talk to you real quickly. We know that this is Black History Month. Yeah, we just want to acknowledge that, Black History Month. Yeah, yeah, we just want to tap a little into that and acknowledge that George Henry White, he was the last African-American to serve in Congress during the 1800s. Listen to me. White, a Republican representative from North Carolina, completed his final term in 1901. While in Congress, White was the first politician to issue a bill to stop the lynching of African Americans. Did you hear what I said? While he was in Congress, right after the Civil War, right after the Civil War, during Reconstruction, in 1800. But the key word to this, in this whole paragraph, the key word here is, while in Congress, White was the first, F-I-R-S-T, the first one, the first politician to issue a bill that would stop the lynching of the African Americans. George Henry White. Yes, look at that. The key word here is first. Yeah, first. Yeah, I'm talking to you, next generation. The key word is first. First simply means coming before all others. Yeah, the earliest, none previous. So here we see where Mr. White, who was the congressman in the 1800s, was the first African-American to take a stand and to introduce a bill, listen at that, that would actually stand against lynching of African-Americans at that time. Now, that took some courage to do, because everybody didn't have that type of courage. And it wasn't a bill every day, every second, this type of bill was going out. Yeah, it says he was the first politician to issue such a bill. Listen to that. Many of you who are listening to me may not like to move out of your comfort zone. Yeah, you know we have comfort zones. A comfort zone is a place where you're most comfortable in. Yeah, you like that place. You like that spot. It's a place that you like, a place that you are quite familiar with. Yeah, your comfort zone. Young folks, listen to me. That place could be your bedroom. It could be a family room. It could be a treehouse. It could be a playhouse. Yeah. These are just a few of the places that you like to go and to be comfortable. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. How we like to just be in a comfortable place. And a lot of times when we come home from school, you drop your books down and what? You either go outside or you sit out or you go in the front or you go get in the kitchen. You're trying to find that comfort place where you're comfortable at. Yeah. Well, our word to you is first. First time you walk alone, first time you speak up, open your mouth for righteousness. Yeah, open your mouth for righteousness. Because righteousness lies in all of us. Yeah, a lot of times we don't see the righteousness showing up. We don't see it, but it's there. It's there. It is there. And it's even in you. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Do it. Do it afraid. Yeah. Remember those training wheels were off that bicycle? Think about that first time those training wheels came off of that bike. You were eager. You wanted to take those training wheels off. Why? Because you felt that you were big enough, you could support your bike, you could maintain it, you could do it. Huh? Even though you were afraid, something really deep down in you let you know you had a little uncertainty, but you were willing to try because everybody else did it. So you knew deep down you could try. Think about it. Well, as a result of being afraid, you learned to ride even a bigger bike. Think about that. That was a challenge that came to you. And that challenge came early. Yeah, when you were adolescent. And you crossed over and challenged it. And you succeeded at that challenge. Well, now what's wrong? What's wrong with saying no? What's wrong with saying stop? Take a stand for righteousness. That may be a challenge for some of us. But do it afraid. Do it afraid. You can be what? The first. You can be the first. You can be the first in your neighborhood. You could be the first in your house. You could be the first with your friends. Stand up for righteousness. Glory to God. Listen to this. In Joshua 1 and verse 9, it says, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Praise God. Listen to that. Notice. First of all, this was Joshua's first time really going out on his own, going out alone, really, going out as a leader. Joshua was going out as a leader. He was no longer following behind Moses. Now it was his turn to be the leader. So here we see that God was reminding him. Yeah, notice. Notice the key words here are command, strong, courageous, afraid, and this. Why? Why would God say this to Joshua? Well, just like many of us, we were fearful of doing something the first time. But we must do it how? We must do it afraid. Even though we're dealing with fearfulness, we still must walk out. We walk out on faith. Faith, because we believe what God has said to us. He said that he would never leave us. He said that he would always be with us. So we believe that.
Huh? Come on. So God commands Joshua. Yes, sometimes we need a little fire. We need a little push. We need a little nudge. Huh? We may even need a push. We need a hard push sometime to do the right thing, to stand up, to be the first one, to be the first one to raise their hand in class. Huh? To be the first one to speak out and say, that should not happen. To be the first one to say, stop that. To be the first one to say, no, we will not do that. To be the first one. Speak up. Yeah. Also, we see God speaks about being strong. See, God, he don't want weak people. He don't want you to be weak. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be strong and walk in faith, walk in belief, knowing that he is ever present with you. So do it afraid. Don't be a wimp or a whining one. Stand up. Stand up tall. Yeah. What you mean? Say what you mean and mean what you say. Let me say that again. Say what you mean what you say. Do it afraid. On the road to courageous, once you attempt to stand up, courage will begin to move in. When you're acting in courage, fear has to go. Fear has to go. When you try to do something for the first time, the very first time, the fear will see that you mean business, and being afraid will be at a distance. Yeah. It will be at a distance, far from you, because you are no longer entertaining fear anymore. You are no longer having a conversation with fear. Now you're walking in faith. Yeah. Yes. As you continue the faith walk, Philippians 4 and 13 says that you can. Huh? Listen at what it says. It says that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Next generation, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Young people, I'm talking to you. Young folks, teenagers, youth to you. Know who you are in Christ and that you have the ability to act. To act. You can ask God. You can ask for strength at any given time. You can have strength. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's there all the time. He's there with you. All scripture is God's breath and is careful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. This is 2 Timothy 3 and 16 through 17. Notice teaching and rebuking and correcting and training in righteousness are all the right words for the first timer. To teach, to rebuke, to correct, to train in righteousness. Yeah. The first time you teach others to rebuke, you tell them that's wrong. Correcting them to change things when it's necessary. Training to show others how they can come out of their comfort zone. How they too can walk out for the first time. 1 John 2 and 29 says, if you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born in him. Glory to God. Yeah. So what we tell you today is for you to taste. Come on and taste and see that the Lord is good. This is Psalms 34 and 8. Taste it. Just stop what you're doing, huh? Pick up the word of God and learn that he tastes real good, that he's always there for you, that all you have to do is ask him to come and he will come. No further. Stand up for what is right. Stand in righteousness, and you'll see. Huh? You'll see you're not always alone. When you stand up for righteousness, you're not always alone. Glory to God. Yes, you have the ability. You have the right place. You can keep the right standards. You can be everything that God has ordained for you to be. Glory to God. You have the ability. Trust. And we believe that you can do. You can do it. In Jesus' holy name, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you for your word, because your word is true. And we just give you praise. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, God. Yeah, we thank you. Because it's all about him. It has never been about us. Huh? It has never been about us. It has always been about him. Huh? Yes, even when we who are young, we didn't know anything about God. And our parents, they wanted to train us up. They wanted to teach us. But we were stubborn. Many times we were stubborn. And we didn't want to take time to learn about Jesus. But he was always there. He was always there. And he will always be there for us. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You who sit in church or Sunday school and who many times refuse to listen to what the word of God is saying to you. Yeah, you have a future. Mm-hmm. God has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. You who like to sit in Sunday school and cause distractions. God has a plan in your life. You who may be rebellious, huh? Even at home, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Know that God loves you. He loves you. And he's always there for you. All you have to do is take the time. To take the time to stand up for righteousness. Take the time. Be the first. You could even be the first in your household to want to know more about God, to want to make a change, to want to make a difference. You could be the first, yes, to stand up. Huh? Yeah, you can do it. You have the ability because God has created the ability in you for you to stand up. Because he said here, and you can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. And the strength lies in Christ Jesus. You who are the teacher, you who have the ability to rebuke, you who have the ability to learn how to correct others. Yeah, and cause change. Did you hear what I said? You can cause change in the atmosphere. God has given you that ability. Yeah, there were several prophets in the Bible that when they were called to do different things at an early age, men said that they were too young. But God never says that you're too young. God said he will use you. He will use you even when you're young. Glory to God. Yeah. Training and teaching others. You have the ability. You can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your word, because we know that your word is true. We thank you for righteousness. And we thank you, God, for all our listeners. We are just grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that you have showered upon us. Yeah, blessings that we see, and blessings that we don't see. We don't always see the blessings, God. But we who are in you know that you're working it out. You're working it out on our behalf. You're working it out, God. Yeah. When sometimes we get in fights with our friends and our friends, they all turn their back on us, God. We know, God, that you will love us. Oh, you love us, God. Yeah, and not just one time or two times, but you love us always. You love us unconditionally. And we just want to thank you, God. Thank you, Master, for just allowing us to be children. To be children who grow up and make mistakes and get corrected and then grow up to be the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We thank you for not taking your hands off of us, God. For not taking your hands off of our lives, Master. We thank you. And we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless all the children, God. Bless them, God, even in their the times when they are rebellious, Master, when they are times and they're not doing the things that they should do, when they're stubborn. God, we ask you to look upon them, God, because all of us have been there. At one time or another, we were there too, and you continually loved us, God. You continually blessed us. You continually rocked us, oh God. When we were weary, you rocked us, God. Even in our hurt, our pain, many times we have pain, God, that we can't tell anybody about. You know, Master. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon the children, to bless them, God, to hold them, oh God. Let them grow up to be someone who is greater in the community, someone that can make a difference, someone that can teach someone else more about you. Let congressmen, lawyers, doctors. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, because we will be careful. We're going to give you all praise. Oh, glory to God. We're going to give you all honor because it all belongs to you. And we thank you in advance, in Jesus' holy name. Can anybody say amen? Amen, amen. Now, children, this is it. This is what I want to say to you. The next generation, I'm talking to you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Yeah. You may have people who may try to bully you because you stand up for what is right, but You do it anyway. Do it anyway. Do it afraid. Let someone know that you're standing up for righteousness. Tell an adult. Yeah. And before you do it, make sure you tell God. He needs to know that you have decided to stand up for what is right. And you ask him to be with you. And I guarantee you, you will make a difference. You will make a difference in someone else's life. Yeah. It's called allowing him to use you. That's what the big people, that's what we say. It's called allowing God to use you. And he will use you even at an early age. You're not too young to be used by God. Okay? And remember that he loves you in spite of. And, you know, you may have friends that will come and tell you, oh, there's no such thing as no God. Oh, no, who believe in that? But, oh, catch them when they're in trouble. Catch them when they're crying. Catch them when they're hurt. They're going to come looking for you. Oh, who was this God? And you take the time to pray with them or just talk to them about God. We look forward to having you back next week. Amen.